Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By and the Dr. Pat Show Network. We want to thank all of you out there for tuning us in and turning us on. And I want to thank our new audience that's coming to us from Indiana. Thank you so much, all of you, for all that you do. What a great show we've got planned for you today. I get to talk to Rhonda Britton today. And I have to tell you that I'm always excited, I'm always looking forward to having a conversation with Rhonda and seeing what she's up to. Because I think that there are people in our lives that we look at and we think, wow, you know, this is so cool how she is stepping out into the world and helping so many people at a time right now where folks are just begging for someone to show them that there is a way they can live the life they desire. Rhonda knows a lot about that. I've been having conversations with her for the past 8 years. She's a friend. She's a colleague. She's a best-selling author, international speaker, founder of the Fearless Living Institute, life coach, Emmy Award-winning television show coach, and much more. Today, we've got some exciting news for all of you, very exciting news. And I don't want to say this to her, but I just know that this is so about time. Rhonda, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. What a joy it is to be here, as always. I just love being on your show. You know, I love being on Dr. Pat's show because Dr. Pat is the real deal. And that's what I just love it. Thank you so much for having me on.
And you know, this is really kind of cool because I know today we're going to talk about the top three mistakes that make you sabotage your success. But
the
real deal is what you are doing to make sure people not only avoid the sabotage, but they get some tools and skills that they need to change their life for good. So today we're also going to be talking about the Fearless Living Training Program that you've created.
That's right. That's right. And that's what I'm so excited because up until now, you know, you had to travel somewhere to see me. So if you wanted to take a workshop with me, you know, you had to fly to Seattle or you had to get in your car and get to LA and you had to rent a car and, you know, you had to get a hotel and all these things. And I have spent the last year creating a program that has that same impact of being in person with me and adds the convenience, the ease, so that you can do it at home, that you can do it at work, you can do it wherever it's convenient for you. And you can actually get the tools you need, get fearless the way that you need to, that will support you the best, right where you are. And I am so excited. It's a dream come true for me. And we had a beta group go through the program, and they are on fire and sending emails. And I mean, the first week, just literally the first week, people were like, "Oh my gosh, I'm already changing my life." Just the first series of videos, just the first week, impacted people's lives. So just imagine week after week after week, you're just getting that lessons, getting those, you know, getting every step of the way to learn how to, okay, wait a minute, I want to be more fearless. Wait a minute, I want to let go of that fear. Wait a minute, I want to start choosing myself. Wait a minute, I want to do more and live my life my way. And it's happening. It's happening for our beta group, and I can't wait to have it happen for all your listeners.
Well, I think people have been saying, you know, to you, Rhonda, I mean, first of all, let's talk about the Fearless Living Institute and what you've been doing for countless years, helping, you know, people all across the globe, tens of thousands of them. I mean, you know, what you have done to take everything that you have learned, all your tools, and bring them to the forefront using the latest technology is so important. There's no restriction, you know, to the woman that's in India wondering how to change her life now. People that's can right. be connected in the most beautiful, brilliant way. And honestly, Rhonda, we need it now. We need this now.
I know. You know, it's so funny because I started this project, you know, I started this project after the, you know, the economy, the recession hit. But it's been in the making for years. And when I finally got it up, you know, everything loaded and all my videos done and the transcriptions complete and the bonus ebooks done and the secret reports that I created that has information that's never been seen by the public before. You know, all these amazing things. It was, you know, this is the time, right? I mean, fear is running rampant in our country. I mean, right now, I mean, the economy, people's financial situations, just even if you're doing well right now, which of course I hope every single one of your listeners is already doing fantastic. Even if you're doing really great right now, you're still living in a time that is so stressful because of everything around you. So whether you're in the stress yourself or participating in it because of what's going on in your life, or that you're just being a member of our society right now, being a member of the world right now as all this is occurring, you know, fear is present for all of us in some small amount or large amount. And that happening is not acceptable to me anymore. I'm tired of watching people struggle.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? There's a term that we use for this, because you're right. I mean, we're not talking to people that aren't necessarily not doing well. This is a whole new generation. All of us are fit in this bucket, Rhonda. We are called the worried well. The worried Ooh. Well. You know, we are the folks that may be building a dream, but my God, we are worrying all the damn time. We're worrying about whether or not we're going to pay our bills, and we've even got money in the account. We're worried about whether we're going to get to someplace our time. We're worried about, is the client going to buy what we want? We're worried about whether or not we actually even have anything to offer. I mean, this program, as you said, and the work that you do is profound, because my gosh, aren't we all sick and tired of being sick and tired?
That's right. That's right. I know personally for me, that is what gives me joy every day, is that I know that I created something that will stop that sick and tired, that will stop that feeling of stuckness, that will stop that wheel from going on and going, what's, you know, whatever that negative self-talk is for you, you know, oh, what's my problem? Why aren't I good enough? I can't believe that I can't make it. It just feels like I'm repeating myself over and over again. You know, I take two steps back, you know, two steps forward, and I feel like I'm taking two steps back. So I am just so thrilled to be able to give something that is proven, because it's not something like I woke up this morning and went, I'll just create this program. No, you know, this has been time tested with my own life as well as tens of thousands of my clients over the last 15 years. So I created it. For myself, starting 15 years ago, I worked it through, you know, with private clients and workshops and everything. And I have done everything I can to create a program right now that is really the essence of, you know, greatness, really the jewels of the jewels, so that you get every video that you watch, you know, every ebook that you read has an impact. You know, everything you're doing is like, wow, this is really making an effect, because that's what we need right now. We need to feel those results. We need to feel, you know, better. We need to feel like we're participating in our life. We need to feel like we're moving forward. And, you know, this is greatest joy of my life that I can create and contribute this to the world.
Well, we're going to talk about the three mistakes that people make in terms of sabotaging oneself. But, you know, someone said to me the other day, and we were talking, Rhonda, about the Occupy Wall Street initiative that's going on in New York. And, it was kind of this little LA joke that was out there. And one of the folks said, you know, why don't we do an Occupy Wall Street, in LA? And the other person said, where is Wall Street in LA? And I thought that was a very interesting question. You know, they were actually having a conversation. Where's Wall Street in LA? Where do we actually occupy in LA? Do we go to Beverly Hills to occupy? It was kind of an interesting question, because folks are getting the fact that they are really not happy with the way things are going and looking for a place to say, I want to make things better. What is it, Rhonda, that you find is the number one question people ask themselves?
Oh, the number one question people ask themselves is, you know, it really gets down to, you know, what's wrong with me? Where am I not good enough, right? We're always asking, you know, where can I contribute? Where can I make a difference? So that wanting to express ourselves, that sense of freedom, you know, when we're in freedom, we're asking, okay, how can I contribute? You know, where can I express myself? When we're in fear, that turns in on ourselves and ends up sounding like, what's wrong with me? You know, why aren't I good enough? What is wrong with me? And we don't want to be asking what's wrong with me. We want to be asking, like, how can I express myself? How can I contribute with a real sense of purpose and a real sense of empowerment and a real sense of conviction that you can do it and you will do it and you are able to do it. So, you know, the three mistakes you make that sabotage your success, you know, I want to contribute to start that conversation of, wait a minute, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And of course, when we discover those three mistakes that we're making that sabotage our success, we can then make a different choice, right? If you don't know you're doing it, you don't know you're doing it. You just have this vague sense that there's something wrong. You know,
absolutely.
Why am I not good enough? I don't want that vagueness. I want everyone to be able to go, ah, I get it, got it, nailed it, never again. When it's vague, when you're not sure, when like, what's wrong? It's powerless. You feel powerless.
And then you make the major mistake of asking your friends. Let's take a short break. We're going to share these three fabulous, fabulous mistakes. You're going to love them that we make to sabotage our lives. And you know what? It doesn't matter whether you're worrying about your career, whether you're your relationship. There are three things that Rhonda's going to share. Not only that, we're going to make sure that all y'all have information about this amazing, amazing online coaching that Rhonda has provided. We're going to tell you all about it throughout the show today, let you know how you can find out more. Let's take a short break. Rhonda Britton is in the house. Are you ready to have that fearless life you've always desired? Well, here we go. When we come back, we're going to help you get it.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Hey, I want to make sure that you know that you have another way to send your questions in. Okay, everybody out there, you have made it well known that you are at work and you cannot call in. Okay, here's the real deal. You can go to drpatlive.com or the drpatshow.com, and on the right-hand side, it enables you to ask your question. So go ahead and go there, ask your question. We'll get it on air. First person that gets a question up there, we have a special gift for you. Rhonda Britton is in the house. Rhonda, I love this conversation today, and I love your coaching program, what you're planning to do. You know, three mistakes that we make. You know, honestly, do we even know we're sabotaging ourselves?
No, that's the thing. You know, we do not know it. And that's why I want to bring it to light, the mistakes that people are making. So let's start with number one. And yes, we do not know we're actually doing this. We may have inklings, and some of us maybe have a little bit more awareness of it. But for the most part, if you know you're doing it, you probably haven't known how to stop it. And you think that willpower is going to do it, or if you just, you know, manipulate yourself. You know, my programs are not based on willpower manipulation. Like, I'm just going to try really hard and I'm going to do it. And I just need it. I'm just going to do it. No, unless you have a new awakening, a new awareness, a new understanding along with knowledge, you willpower manipulation doesn't last. It doesn't keep us motivated. It doesn't keep us inspired. So I really want to really have you awaken from the core so that you can actually be inspired and motivated to change from the inside out. So you don't have to make yourself do it, but actually you want to do it because you're so clear and so, I'm just going to go back to the word clear. You're so clear, like, yes, that's right. And so that's why let's talk about these three mistakes so that we can start waking people up to what they're doing. And again, we all do them, you know, right? We all do them until we don't. When we decide, okay, wait a minute, there's another way. And that's what I'm here to provide today, is another way that you do not have to keep creating these same things over and over again. So you do not have to continue to have those negative self-talk so that you keep beating yourself up and never feeling good enough when it gets down to it, when you're having those bad days. So are you ready, Dr. Pat, for number one?
I'm ready.
Okay. Number one, first mistake, and oh, by the way, this is my pet peeve, right? So my pet peeve, of course, has to be the first mistake that people make, is that they ignore, indulge, or idolize their feelings. That's right. I'm going to say that again.
Yeah, say that again. I love that.
I know. It's like, okay, the first mistake and my pet peeve that people do to sabotage their success is they either ignore their feelings, they indulge their feelings, or they idolize their feelings. Or in other words, where I'm really wanting you to get is that positive feelings are no better than so-called negative feelings, and that fair is fair when it comes to feelings. And if you do not, and this is a kicker here, if you do not know what you feel, and oh, by the way, most of us don't, right? When you don't know what you feel, and I'm going beyond mad, glad, sad, and bad, right?
Right.
If you don't know what you're feeling moment by moment, you can't take responsibility for those feelings. And if you can't take responsibility, you can't process them in a healthy way that actually will give you relief and support and, yes, empower you. You know, we all hear about, you know, law of attraction and feelings are so important. Well, most of us well, all of us actually, most of us, and I do believe all of us, take actions based on our feelings. But when we are not aware of them, when we ignore them, indulge them, or idolize them, we're actually invisible and unconsciously taking actions based on the fear that is fueling those feelings, rather than being conscious and aware of making choices that we want to make based on our true nature. So when you're ignoring your feelings, you're in fear. When you're indulging your feelings, when you're in fear, and when you're idolizing your feelings, you're in fear. So we all know what ignoring is. We cut off our feelings. We pretend they're not there. We isolate. We paralyze ourselves. We go internal. You know, we pretend we're not feeling something. We show up and be the nice girl. We show up and pretend everything's okay when it's not. You know, we ignore our feelings. Indulging our feelings is, and you and I both know people like this, that are those drama people, right? It's just so hard. It's just everything's so hard, right?
I gotta go to therapy again for the same issue.
I don't know what, you know, and it's just really those folks, and we all know folks like this, that it's like every feeling they have, right, is so dramatic. And they can't bear to get past their feelings because every feeling feels so overwhelming, right?
Yes.
And then lastly, that idolizing your feelings, which is trying to make your feelings your God, right? Trying to make your feelings your God. Like, oh, again, I bet we all know people like this, that I'm having this feeling. Oh my God, this is not a good feeling to have. Cancel. Can't feel that. Cancel. Oh, that's not a good feeling. Oh, cancel. So we're idolizing our feelings. We're putting them above anything else. And so when we're ignoring, indulging, or idolizing our feelings, we don't have power over them. And they're like pushing us and, you know, throwing us against the side of the wall and having their way with us. And again, based in fear. So we're not going to be making the choices that we want. We're going to go and eat that ice cream. We are going to, you know, sleep a little late. We are going to, you know, turn away from love. We are going to turn away from having that difficult conversation because the feeling is either so overwhelming or, again, we, like I said, idolize it or ignore it, that we feel like if we go beyond the feeling that something bad's going to happen.
You know, this is, look at what we're talking about here, though. You know, we live in a society in this country, and it's funny because, you know, I started to find people with the name Basili, my name, on Facebook, and I started to friend them. They're everywhere. I had no idea. Now one of them, Nicola, has created an iBasili Facebook, and the emotion that shows up from other cultures is amazing. You know, in our culture, Rhonda, and you know this, you've been at business meetings, you have been in, you know, part of the corporate infrastructure to even get the things done that you've needed to get done. You know, the first thing you learn is to leave your feelings and your personal life and everything else at the door. We are trained not to feel. If you watch The Biggest Loser the other night, you know, the 390-pound ex-football guy is doing a video thing with his family. He won't cry, and he tells his daughter to stop crying. Mm. And, you know, you're watching this, and you're saying, my God, how can you not show emotion with a man that was started over 400 pounds, he's got his family there, his health at risk, and he's lost 60 pounds? You know, telling his daughter, honey, don't cry.
Yes.
What do you do with that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Our culture is so inundated with don't be the way you are. You know, don't be the way you are. And we've gotten that message. So, again, we either ignore, indulge, or idolize those feelings. And when you do that, you actually can't take responsibility for, you know, because bottom line is, one of the ways that you have power over your life, that you feel empowered, is because you self-direct, right? That you have self-choice, that you have will, right? You can decide these things for yourself. You're self-directed, right? Well, if you don't know what feeling is moving through you, and again, we're not taught about feelings. There's no school and there's no class in college going feelings 101, right? And there's nothing in junior high that explains feelings to us. And most of us, sadly, if you're like me, didn't grow up with parents that were explaining feelings as you went along, so you understood what was happening to you. Instead, everything just happened to you and you had to deal with what was happening to you. You didn't really understand what was happening to you. You didn't know what those feelings were. You didn't know what to do with them. So if you don't know how to identify your feelings, if you don't know what they are, then you can't take responsibility for them. And taking responsibility for your feelings is not meant to be a drudgery, like, oh, one more thing to be responsible for. It actually gives you juice. It actually gives you freedom. It actually motivates you and inspires you. Because, again, when you ignore, indulge, or idolize your feelings, it's very difficult to be inspired and motivated because you're always trying to damper down. You're trying to cut yourself off, right? You're trying to overemphasize things. So when you can't take responsibility for your feelings, you can't change them, and you can't have a clear communication. And when, you know, you ever been in a room with somebody that, you know, you're having a really important discussion, and all of a sudden they shut down?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Okay. Is that not the most frustrating thing?
Well, you can think it glazed over. You can see it.
Yeah, you can see it, and you're sitting there, and all you do is want them to talk to you, right? All you do is want them to talk to you. The reason they can't talk to you is because they're not taking responsibility for their feelings, because they do not know maybe what's going on with them. They're afraid of them. They're not sure what to do with them, with those things called feelings. So instead, they shut down. And so you're sitting there going, well, wait a minute. You just shut down. You're not talking to me. And what happens to us, that the people that are watching this happening, we start not trusting the other person. We start feeling like we're walking on eggshells. We start feeling like we can't have a relationship with them. We don't feel free to communicate, right? So when we're not taking responsibility for our feelings, the people around us, the message we're giving is, don't trust me. I don't know what's happening to me. Therefore, back away, because I can't warn you of anything going on inside of me or outside of me. So back off. And so it cuts off communication. It cuts off connection. It cuts off trust. It cuts off intimacy. It cuts off our desire to love, all because we never learned how to identify and understand our feelings so that we can take responsibility for them, so that when we do start shutting down, and it's simple techniques. And I teach you these in the Fearless Living training program. I teach you how to do this, to identify your feelings and then to become responsible for them in a way that frees you, so that you can then communicate, so you no longer freeze, or you no longer indulge, you no longer idolize. Instead, you become fully responsible, and you become equal in the room, and you become trustworthy, and you can communicate, and people feel closer to you just by saying words like this. Wow, I'm wanting to shut down right now, and my feelings feel overwhelming, and it's the last thing I want to do, but I don't know anything else to do. Can you help me? I'm sitting here with you, and I'm trying to reach out, but I feel too afraid. Well, now, the person might do the same action of shutting down, but that they're explaining it to you, all of a sudden you're like, man, I'm right here with you. Yeah.
Exactly. And now you know what? There is room for a, what, everybody, say it with me, conversation. Let's take a short break. Rhonda Britton's in the house. When we come back, we're going to give you some information about this incredible training program. We're talking about the top three mistakes that we make to sabotage our success with Fearless Living expert Rhonda Britton. We have got number one behind us. Get ready for two and three. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Rhonda Britton is in the house. I am so excited that we get to be part of the announcement for her incredible training program. Fabulous. Fabulous. She's sharing everything she's ever learned. You're going to be able to be part of this program. Doesn't matter where you are. It's online. And I love that we're part of the birthing process for this. Today we're talking, today we're talking about the three mistakes that people make, that sabotage ourselves. And Rhonda, thank you so much. I'm so excited for you. Before we kind of jump ahead, I know that on the Dr. Pat Show website, we're going to have a banner up there. We're going to have information in our newsletter, of course, about the training. So that people can find out more about it. But right now, for folks that are listening, what is the best place for them to find out more at this time?
Well, I'm going to give you a special little code just for your listeners, because I'm going to give them a little extra special something. So if they decide to take the Fearless Living online training program and they come from you and they're your listeners, I want to make sure they get a little extra loving on the Rhonda Britton side, right? So This is a special little link just for your listeners. Like, nobody else has this little special link. And so it's a unique name. So you need to write it down. And like you said, you're going to have it in your newsletters. You're going to have it on your page so that they can find it easily and effortlessly with you. But just for those people listening right now that can't wait, it is this. bit.ly/ The Dr. Pat Show. That's what it is. bit.ly/ The Dr. Pat Show. So all you have to remember is bit.ly/ The Dr. Pat Show. And when you go to that link, you have this little special tag on. And if you decide to take the Fearless Living online training program, there's going to be some special little things just for you on the other side.
I love it. And the training program, for those of you out there, let me just tell you, first of all, this is a 10-week program, right, Rhonda?
That's right. It's a 10-week program, and it is over 40 hours – excuse me, I'm so sorry – over 20 hours of videos. And every week, you are going to be getting the full transcriptions of those videos. So depending on what kind of learner you are, do you like to read? Do you like to listen? Do you like to watch? We've got over 20 hours of videos. We've got those same 20 hours in audio format, so you can download them on your MP3 players, you're on your iPods, on your iPhones, you know, download them on your smartphones, put them in your iTunes, wherever you want to listen, and you can, you're free to download those onto your computer and then make CDs with them in case you want to, you know, put them in the car, whatever you want to do, because I want you to be able to listen to it, I want you to be able to watch it, and then you're going to get the transcription so you can actually read along. Now, in those transcriptions are also fear buster exercises, but not only are they physically in the transcription so you can write and do them, but I go through, in the videos, I go through with you every fear buster exercise, and I literally hold you hand through it and explain it and do it alongside with you so that it is literally like I'm in the room with you. And if you have ever watched me on Starting Over or on Celebrity Fit Club or in any of the other 600 episodes of reality television I've done, then you know the power of me sitting there speaking to you, explaining it to you with a board in hand, whatever I need in order for you to get fully and completely those exercises so that you can do those at home. And then not only that, you get two bonus secret report ebooks with information that has never before been released. This information has never been released in the public before. It is my secret of secrets in order to support you in mastering fear that I've only shared with my certified fearless living coaches. So you went through my coaching program in order to get this information before. So there's only just a few people that have this. It's never been released to the public, and that's special as well. And you also get the book narration of my best-selling book, Fearless Living, and I narrate that book. So you get the full Fearless Living book narration, and I'm walking you through. You get bonus videos that aren't even part of the course itself, but just bonus of me speaking live, answering Q&As. And, of course, you will join the exclusive online forum where you have access to me, and I'm answering your questions, and I go on there several times a day, and I just love answering those questions and giving you feedback so that you never get stuck in the course, so that you really can get this and never be stuck in real life, right, in your life. So I'm here with you every step of the way. So if you've ever wanted a life coach to support you, and I'm very grateful to say that I've been named America's favorite life coach, and I've been named America's number one life coach, and I'm here for you. I'm here for you right now to walk you through. So if you've ever said, I need more support, if you've ever felt underappreciated, if you've ever felt like no one cares enough about you, if you've ever felt like, I just need help, if somebody could just tell me, I'm gonna tell you exactly what to do week after week after week. I'm going to give you those exercises. I'm going to be with you so that you are not alone during this process, because I do believe no one can be fearless alone. We need each other, and I'm going to be there for you.
I love it, because people really are at an accelerated pace right now, and that's why I think what you're doing is so brilliant. I mean, we're not really very patient these days. We don't really want to wait for our lives to change. We want our lives to change, like now.
Yeah.
And that's why people are so looking forward to having a program like this. We're talking about the mistakes. So let's talk about the second mistake, because, you know, if we don't know sort of the potholes we're stepping into, you know, we actually don't know that we've got mud on our shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, exactly. Well, the second biggest mistake that people make that might be sabotaging your success, if you're doing this, is getting confused between high expectations and the law of attraction. High expectations, having expectations about yourself, it's not the law of attraction, right? You know, thinking, having those expectations is not the same as having intention. It is not the same as having goals. Expectations are based in fear and lead to disappointment. When you're having those expectations and you think that you should just be able to do it and do it well and you should just be able to do it right and perfect, and what's your problem if you don't? Having those high expectations about yourself or another human being only sets people up to fail, only sets up those shoulds, only sets up that regret. You know, if you're walking around with regret in your life right now, you have definitely had shoulds, and you have definitely had expectations that have been broken, that have been, you know, have been part of your heartache, because you can't get disappointed if you haven't had an expectation. Not possible. So your disappointment is based on those silent contracts, that silent expectations you've been having for yourself and others, that will always lead to your demise, will always lead you to think, what's wrong with me? Will always lead you to think, well, if I can't make this work, what can I make work? So if you've been disappointed, expectations. You've been having expectations about yourself, and having those expectations, many people are getting that confused and thinking, well, if I just have expectations, then that's my, then I'm making it happen, and I'm doing the law of attraction, and I'm making it come to me. Expectations are not the law of attraction. Expectations, again, are based in disappointment, are based in you not being willing to see yourself clearly. Expectations are not realistic optimism. They are basically setting people up to fail, especially you. And I don't want that anymore. I don't know about you, Dr. Pat.
No, honestly, I think we're sick and tired of sick and tired, really. I mean, that's what we're really talking about, Rhonda. I mean, that's why understanding what some of these things are, looking at these three mistakes coming right out of the gate is so super important. Because what we're talking about is, you know, you sharing a way for people to learn how to transform their lives right now, in the moment of every breath you take. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we have got that third mistake for you. I hope you guys are writing this down. If not, you're going to be able to listen to this show again later on today, and the multiple replays we'll be doing of this show over the next couple of weeks. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Very special guest, Rhonda Ritten. We'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery? Whoa, I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, if you've missed any part of this, if you want to find out how to easily sign up for this incredible training program created by Rhonda Britton, I want to make sure that you go to the website, thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. We're going to have a special banner up there, a special feature. It's going to be in the newsletter. We're even writing a commercial about it so we can play this on all of our networks, on all of the shows. And so this is an exciting moment to be here with Rhonda and be in sort of the birthing canal of this. Rhonda, we were talking about expectations before, and I want to talk, you know, I want to finish that up before we get to the third mistake. But I was also kind of mentioning to you that, you know, there's this kind of idea, or for me, a little pet peeve, this word disappointment. Mm-hmm. You know, how often does something happen in the outer world and people are like, oh my gosh, I'm so disappointed. I can't get out of bed. I'm disappointed. They didn't say yes to me. I didn't make the sale. I didn't get the job. I'm disappointed. What do we do with that? And how does that relate to expectations? And when do you cover that in the training?
Oh, great question, Dr. Pat. And this is the exciting part. You know, the training is on demand. And so, week two, you want to know what week two is? Week two is expectations. And you have 2 hours of how to master your own expectations. And of course, not only am I going to explain expectations in greater detail and have you have great awareness and clarity so you can catch yourself doing it, but you know, that's just the opening. Right now, I want to give you tools. I want to show you what to do instead. So when you're seeing that you're having that expectation, when you're hearing that should come out of your mouth, that's a really great indicator that you're having an expectation. This shouldn't have happened. You know, expectations happen. We create expectations because we believe what we say, do, think, or plan should have a certain result, right? That should. Well, I just said this and you should do this, right? I was with a client yesterday and he was saying to me how he was upset the other day with his wife. And I said, okay. And he goes, well, she wasn't very supportive. And I said, okay. And he went in explaining to me how she had been upset the week before and he had been there for her. And so how wrong it was right now of her not to be there for him because he was there for her, right? And I said,
yeah.
Okay, so what you're saying to me is what happened last week somehow should have gotten you some points or favors or some magical moment. She should have known, like, this means if he's there for me, that means that I always have to be there for him and exactly he needs it. Oh, but wait, he doesn't have to tell me how to do it or the way to do it because he's not responsible for his feelings. And oh, by the way, you know, on and on it goes. So he was setting, a happily married guy, setting his wife up to be the enemy and to fail, because that's what we do with expectations. We set up our loved ones and ourselves to fail and to get that disappointment. So in week two, you are going to get a thorough breaking of the disappointment, a thorough tool providing, you know, exercises, fear buster exercises and videos and audio transcriptions, et cetera, they're going to help you suss out those expectations, root them out, get them out the root, and then I'll explain what to do instead. And that's the key. What do you do instead of having expectations? Because we want to have vision. We want to have dreams. We want to have goals. We just don't want to make them expectations that lead to disappointment. We want to make them doable, and we want to create from that inspiration and vision. So week two, in one week, you could be mastering your expectations. And because this is on demand, you could be doing this program in the next 5 minutes. You could actually be starting to change your life in the next 5 minutes and start giving up those fears that have been stopping you. And week one is all about understanding how fear works and how it traps you, because fear is insidious and it continues to trap you over and over again. And in week one, you start seeing your fear everywhere it is, and you start getting the tools right away what to do about it. Because that's the key. Awareness is great, but if you don't get new tools, it ain't going to change your life, right?
No. If you don't get new tools, it stays awareness and doesn't turn into action.
Which takes us to our third mistake, Dr. Pat, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Because you just gave me the lead-in. Because, you know, if we don't know what to do, right, and we just,
right.
What do? If we have the awareness, and our life doesn't change. Anybody relate to this? Oh, I have the awareness of what's going on and I intellectually understand, but my life isn't changing. It's because mistake number three, you believe fear. You believe fear. You believe your negative self-talk. You believe in some, you know, some weird way that your negative self-talk is leading you in the right way. And some people actually confuse their negative self-talk, that beating themselves up and that voice of fear with their higher self, with their true nature. So when we don't know our feelings, right, which leads us to have a lot of shoulds, and then we're caught in this spiral of having this negative self-talk, right? Life isn't working for me. It shouldn't be this way, right? And I don't understand these feelings that are occurring, and I'm just cutting them off. It leads us to believe the voice that we hear, which is fear. We get confused and believe that's our voice when it says, oh, yeah, you shouldn't do that. That's not a good idea. We actually don't do it. When we say, oh, yeah, I don't feel attractive today. I can't go out. We actually believe it, right? So we believe and act from the voice of fear rather than our true nature, rather than who we really are, and that fearless person that we really, really have experienced at times in our life. You might be experiencing it 80% of your life right now, but there's that 20% that you're just not experiencing it. No more. No more believing fear.
I love this. No more because, you know,
yeah, no more.
This is the most painful place to be, I think, that where you just mentioned. You know, to take care of number one and number two and to adjust those mistakes and then not go to the next level. I think for me personally, Rhonda, that place has been the most painful place for me to be in my life.
Yeah.
Right? I think ignorance is really bliss. So not being awake sometimes is really helpful.
Well, not being awake lets you blame people, right?
Oh, my gosh,
You're not awake, you get to ignore, indulge, or idolize your feelings, and you get to have expectations, right? So when you have that ignorance and, you know, that bliss is that you just blame everybody around you and beat yourself up, and you wonder what's wrong. And you think, well, I guess this is just life. I mean, if you've ever said, I guess this is life, this is the way it is, you know, fear's having its way with you. And
I know.
I personally do not want anyone to mistake fear for their true nature. I do not want their true nature and fear to get mixed up ever again. And in the Fearless Living Online Training Program, I solve that problem for you. I give you really clear tools, really simple tools, 5-minute tools, easy tools, that you can whip out of your toolbox at any time so that you are really clear. I'm not listening to that. Never confused again. Never confused again.
I love it. Rhonda, thank you so much for joining me here today. You and I are going to chat again because, first of all, we absolutely are committed to helping you get the word out about this because it is time. People are asking for it, and you are the best of the best. Rhonda Britton, everyone. Rhonda, thank you so much for joining me here today.
You're welcome, Dr. Pat. Dr. Pat, thank you so much for helping the world get fearless.
I am right there with her, but because I tell you, every time I listen to her, I know I got to go down my checklist and clean up my act. All right, everybody. This has been a fabulous show. If you've missed any part of it, you're going to hear it played again later on tonight. Then you're going to hear it play over the next couple of weeks over and over again. Let's make sure all of us step into what Rhonda is talking about. You know, fearless living is a reality, and she's bringing it to the world in a epic way. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.